You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
I'm Fran.
I'm Jason, and you are listening to Carousel Radio.
Hello, audience. How are you?
We're fine, Fran. Thanks for asking.
In this show, we've got stories and poems from Johnny Shakhtar and Sam Castle Ward.
We'll also be hearing more from the musicians at the gate in Shepherd's Bush. We will be talking about how the end of lockdown might affect people with a learning disability.
And I'll tell you the latest Carousel news. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Carousel Radio.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
The Gate is an arts project for adults with learning disabilities in Shepherd's Bush, London, who produce theatre, film, art, poetry and music.
In the last show, we talked to two decks, Mr. Amazing Richie, Josh and Arlo, about their group Jamaica. We also asked them about their contributions to Gate Custard, a series of yearly shows they've put on for the last 5 years.
In 2020, the Gate collected some of their favourite tunes from these shows and released a 15-track compilation.
We asked the guys to introduce their favourite tracks from the compilation.
Yo! I'm Mr. Amazing, but I'm Dwayne.
My name's Darren, aka 2Dex. Everyone knows who I am.
My name's Richie, and I do radio show called Gate Kick.
Hi, I'm Arlo. I'm the manager of The Gate, which is the art centre that Jamaica are based at.
My name is Joshua. I'm a guitarist for the band 2Dex. I also take part in The Gate Custard performance every September.
By members of The Gate. The Gate is an art centre for people with learning disabilities. My name is Roberto da Silva and this is Gate Custard.
Are any of you guys involved with tracks on the compilation? The Gate presents Gate Custard.
Yeah, all of us.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, we're all involved. Every single performance, everyone involved in The Gate has their own track and their own project in it.
We did the launch party for the Gate Custard album at a venue called The Escape. It's pretty cool.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Merry Come Through is one of the most punk rock songs The Gate has ever done so far. Because Mary has got that rebellious, tough attitude, and I just like that about her. I mean, she's a bit of a punk in her own way.
Custard, and I created it from the piano. Josh helped me out. The beat, the riff, the song in it. Now I write all the lyrics. Just a personal song. The Gate helped me to get that song out. Yeah, this is Miss Amazing Liberation.
The feeling I'm not there.
I'm going to play a song called Roberta. He did a song called Emma North. She went in the game show, yeah. And she's like, Roberta just thought, yeah, I have to make a song about her, man.
This song is about the worst contestant ever on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Britain's popular TV show. And her name was Emma North. She was rubbish. Emma North, Emma North, I wrote you a song. You could have won £1,000, but you got the question wrong. Emma North, Emma North, I wrote you a song. You could have won £1,000, but you got the question wrong. I'm not trying to be funny or being unkind. You had the fastest finger, but not the fastest mind. 4 out of 15 is not very good. You could have taken the money, and you probably should have. Emma North, Emma North, I wrote you a song. You could have won £1,000, but you got the question wrong. Emma North, Emma North, I wrote you a song. You could have won £1,000, but you got the question wrong.
This is Coming Out as a Lesbian by Claire. The reason why I like this song is I think she's a really good songwriter. I think she's like one of the best songwriters at the gate. Even though I'm not a lesbian myself, I actually like the song. Sometimes I feel like singing with it because it's such a good song, you know?
Shout to my bed crying, how will I tell them? What will they think when I say I'm a lesbian? Will they do love me when I tell them who I am? I'm a lesbian and a tomboy, I hope they understand. I remember coming out as a lesbian.
I think probably Jason's like Blackpool. I like that one a lot. Like it's
Blackpool.
It's a fun one.
Everyone gives in to that.
Blackpool.
Kate is Claire from Houston. Just for the
Get up off the dance floor, woman. 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 It's time to get busy on the dance floor. 1, 2, 3, no less, no more. It's time to get into it, 'cause we are all just a part of it. Get up off the dance floor, woman. Get up off the dance floor, woman. Get up off the dance floor, woman. Get up off of that 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 dance floor, woman. Yeah, we're number one, and right now we're gonna have some fun. Yeah, we're gonna sing a song, and we're gonna do it all night long. Get up off of that dance floor, woman. 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 We know who we are, and we know just what to do, 'cause we're reaching for the stars, and we're doing it for you.
That was Two Decks with Get Up Off That Dance Floor, ending a selection of tracks from the compilation album The Gate Presents Gate Custard. You can hear the full version of all 15 tracks and support the musicians at The Gate by buying a CD or download at 54thegate.bandcamp.com. That's 54thegate.bandcamp.com.
The Gate also makes a regular radio show and podcast called The Gate Kicks.
In a recent show, Gate Kicks remembered Leon Moody, aka LM Dubs, who sadly passed away last year. We are sorry to hear the sad news.
Leon used to present the Gate Kicks program and tell wonderful stories.
Leon was the bass player for the Two Decks band and the Improv Ensemble Jamaica. The tribute show includes stories plus original music by Two Decks, La Becque and Mr. Amazing.
You can hear all episodes of the Gay Hits radio show by visiting mixcloud.com/gates.
It. That's mixcloud.com/gatekicks. For all the latest news from The Gate, you can visit their blog, thegatearts.blogspot.com, or check out their work on Instagram. Look up 54 The Gate.
Carousel Radio.
This is Sam Kestel Ward, and you're listening to Carousel Radio.
In Your World. Poems by Sam Kestel Ward.
When I love my life, I feel trapped inside this place in this life. When this moment's finally over, I need to escape to somewhere else, where I'll choose to go inside. I won't have to feel so much, I won't feel alone. I have this place, I feel at home now I'm out there. I have company, but I'm staying away, free from my life. But I feel alive. I can be numb to what I'm suffering when I'm stuck in this world and its pain. Now I'm free when I'm inside this home, outside my home. Now I'm free. This is when I love my life.
I'm Jason at Work for Scale Lake. As a quality checker, also I'm one of the ambassadors for Stay Up Late. We like to stay up late, supporting people to stay up late and to have fun. Stay Up Late has produced this advisory sheet. Live after lockdown, this advice sheet is based on my blog I did. Some people might not feel constant going out or using public transport. It's just basically trying to get people's confidence back up and get their independence back. I think it's important. The COVID pandemic has meant that people have not been able to do some of their favourite things for a very long time. As people get vaccines and as places started to reopen, we can start to feel excited about doing things again. We know many people with learning disabilities are also feeling a bit nervous about things too. So Frank, are you feeling nervous about going out after lockdown?
A bit, because I've been places already.
So what are you nervous about?
I would be nervous going to a gig or to a club, but I would need staff support or my new gig buddy. But today, I wasn't nervous when I went to the Grace allotment.
So, Fran, would you be nervous to be getting on the bus?
No, I would enjoy it because I love going on buses. And I haven't been on the public bus for about nearly a year.
People might feel a bit anxious about going back to crowded places like gigs and clubs, but that is going to be completely normal on the first time going back out again. With the help of our Stay Up Late ambassadors, we have put together the following tips for helping people feel more independent again.
Tip number one.
Try going out to places nearby at first, rather than doing long journeys on public transport.
Tip number two.
If you are feeling nervous, start off by going to a quiet pub and restaurant before you go back to busy bars, clubs or gigs.
Tip number three.
Try and get someone to come with you when you go back on public transport for the first time.
Tip number four.
Get information on the buses and train times before you set off.
Tip number five.
Wear a sunflower lanyard so you can ask for extra help if you need it.
Number six.
And the last tip is talk to your support staff or family so they can help you plan what you want to do. If you like more information, our website is www.stayuplate.org. That's www.stayuplate.org.
Thank you, Jason, for telling me all about that.
You're very welcome. Thank you for letting me talk about this.
This is a story by Johnny Schachter.
11 ways to improve your health so you can lead a better spiritual life. By Johnny Schachter. 1. Smoking is a lovely habit. I think seeing the ashtray is a lovely sight. Smoke as much as you want. Rule 2. Before and after a shower, have 5 cigarettes, one after the other. Rule 3. Relax and be a chain smoker. Feels great. Rule 4. Eat as much as you want. In fact, eat more. Rule 5. The only exercise worth doing is jogging to the dinner table, but I won't dispute that a coffee and a cigarette before and after swimming will make you feel better. Rule 6. Eat 5 helpings of cheesecake a day. Great stuff. Rule 7. You have to not only eat lots of steak, but eat the fat on the steak as well. Simply delicious. Rule 8. Eat the fat on a roast pork dinner. It is the best part. Rule 9. Try chain smoking in front of the television. Just heavenly. Rule 10. Listening to the doctor and hearing his advice is just plain naive. What do they know? Rule 11. Overwashing, no such thing. Wash yourself as much as you want.
You're listening to Carousel Radio,
broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
This is
news.
This is the Carousel News. Carousel presents A Lark in the Park, compared by Blue Camel Club host Jason Ead. This mini-festival showcases artists from Carousel's creative community.
A Lark in the Park is a live outdoor safe showcase of Carousel artists, featuring pop combo Beats Express.
A surreal story with live Foley sound effects performed by the radio team.
The parts of these buildings are making some very odd sounds.
Acoustic trio, the Black Ballers, and solo artist Dima Suchinski.
Hello, computer. Computer, hello. Please explain to me why are you so slow?
Come early and take the Carousel Chorus geolocation audio tour of Dyke Road Park. Please come along and watch us.
Join this lucky celebration offering shining a light on Carousel learning disabled artists and its work in the city for over 30 years.
A Lark in the Park takes place on Thursday 20th May at 8 p.m. Doors open at 7:30. The venue is Brighton Open Air Theatre in Dyke Road Park. Tickets are £7.50, care of free. Tickets must be booked in advance at www.brightonopenairtheatre.co.uk.
www.brightonopenairtheatre.co.uk. If you have any special access needs, please let Carousel know. Email inquiries@carousel.org.uk. That's inquiries@carousel.org.uk.
That's the end of the show, guys. Thanks to Johnny Schachter, Sam Castleward and Two Decks, Mr. Amazing, Richie, Josh and Arlo from the Gate. We hope to see some of you at Carousel's A Lark in the Park on Thursday 20th of May at Brighton Open Air Theatre in Dyke Road Park. We'll be back with a new show at beginning of June. Thanks for listening. And adios!